Take a ride to Hayworth and you'll meet a farmer who's just a wee bit adventurous, growing popcorn, peppers, and experimental watermelon.
It's a lot easier for me to pencil out a profit on this than it would be on corn and beans, especially in a year like this.
That's Scott Trimble. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach on Allegiant. The beach is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, July 20th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with how an annual back-to-school party for thousands of children in Bloomington Normal won't happen this year, at least not in the same way. More from Eric Stock.
The Back to School Alliance organizes the distribution of school supplies for low-income families in Bloomington Normal. This year, it needs to shift its format and possibly collect more donations because of the pandemic. Chairperson Jan Meadows says they are collecting the backpacks for Unit 5 of District 87 to distribute this year instead of their party at Grossinger Motors Arena.
Oh, I hate this model. We love our back-to-school party at Grossinger. We have typically 45 to 50 vendors who participate, who have all sorts of resources for our low-income families.
Resources include things like low-cost internet and music lessons. And she says the 3,000 backpacks they typically fill and distribute might not be enough this year.
We anticipate there being more need this year due to so many families who in the past have been able to manage school supplies who are unemployed due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Meadows says the Alliance still needs more donations to meet the need. She says two big supporters of the collection, State Farm and Country Financial, have had to shift their employee collections to cash drives online with so many working from home.
We would love to think it's going to be more. We anticipate it being less. The visual of seeing all those supplies being brought into the building and being packed as a group and then sent to us is, you know, very community building and has been very successful in the past.
Collection boxes are set up at Hy-Vee in Bloomington and several fitness centers. District 87 schools will collect the supplies for its students and have them at their school on the first day. Unit 5 will hold a drive-up distribution at Normal West High School on August 14th from 1 to 5. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. 12 new cases of the coronavirus were reported yesterday in McLean County. That is 67 new cases in the past week. That's tied for the most ever. The Peoria Police Department is investigating a shooting that injured 13 victims early yesterday morning on Peoria's riverfront. And the Bloomington Normal branch of the NAACP is mourning the loss of civil rights leaders Congressman John Lewis and C.T. Vivian. Branch President Linda Foster calls them steadfast soldiers who gave voice to the voiceless. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. I recently took a ride to visit a man named Scott Trimble. He farms down near Hayworth. As he gave me a tour of his small produce farm, he spotted something out of the corner of his eye. This roly-poly tomato hornworm was eating one of his tomato plants for breakfast. Trimble picked it up, showed it to me, and squashed it with his shoe. That's how it works on Trimble's small farm. Whether it's popcorn or peppers or tomatoes or pumpkins, requires a plant-by-plant attention to detail that is uncommon in traditional corn and bean farming in central Illinois.
It just takes a lot of labor, a lot of hours, but you can be highly rewarded for it.
Trimble's is one of about 3,600 specialty crop farms in Illinois. Together, the Illinois Specialty Growers Association says they produce about $427 million in sales each year. Trimble's produce farm is perhaps best known for its popcorn, which it sells in many different varieties at its shop in Hayworth, plus Greentop Grocery and Bloomington Meats, and just about every Hy-Vee store in Illinois. The popcorn business is typically divided up into three separate worlds: growers, processors, and makers, or those who own a popcorn shop.
As far as I know, I can't find anybody else in the United States that actually puts all three together and does it as a business. We're the only ones.
And when he says they're the only ones, he basically means he's the only one. This is mostly a one-man operation. Trimble grew up on a farm where his family grew corn and beans. Around age 7, something caught his eye as he flipped through a seed catalog.
I saw strawberry popcorn. I'm like, I like strawberries. We eat popcorn all the time, so talked Dad into letting me plant a little. And long story short, shelled it, dried it, and popped it, and it didn't taste like strawberry, so I was kind of disappointed, you know. But it had a different taste than the popcorn that we were normally eating.
That taste was quality, and he was hooked. Fast forward to 2007, when Trimble moved to Haworth. He'd worked in the ag business, but on the side, he took out a plot in a community garden. That turned into a popular spot at a farmer's market, and that turned into Trimble's produce farm.
Well, these first 5 rows, they have 1,000 of just one kind of tomatoes, and there's 400 grape and cherries. There's, I think, 10 different kinds of peppers, everything from green, red, yellow, orange, Anaheims, poblanos, hot wax. Got pumpkins over on the far end. I'm actually going to plant some experimental watermelons this afternoon.
Trimble's farm is small, but it certainly stands out. When people drive by just southwest of Haworth, Trimble often sees them crane their neck as they wonder, what the heck is he growing? To be sure, farming traditional corn and beans is not easy. It takes years to get really good at it. But you get the sense from talking to Trimble that he'd almost be bored by it. So instead of field corn, he grows popcorn. That plant pretty much looks the same in the field until it sets the ear, and you'll notice it's a little smaller. Requires a little less of a fertility program, and it's measured in pounds per acre, not bushels.
Well, what we're growing right now, I had to think about last fall to figure out how many pounds I want to shoot for, grow it this year, we'll harvest it this fall, and then we'll actually start eating this November, December, right in that neighborhood. So, I mean, there's at least a year lag time. You have to think a lot farther out.
Produce is a different challenge. It's all about dollars per square foot, not dollars per acre. Trimble has a ton of control over each plant throughout its life cycle, especially irrigation. His produce emerges from rows of white plastic in the field, which he uses to control weeds and also water. Corn and bean farmers are often at the mercy of international markets or complex trade disputes far away. Trimble's money-making shop is just down the road.
It's a lot easier for me to pencil out a profit on this than it would be on corn and beans, especially in a year like this. It's corn, you know, regular row crop. It's about mitigating your losses this year, I think, you know, unless something really weird or spectacular happens.
That has its own quirks, though. Produce is all about timing. Lettuce can go bitter in one day if you don't pick it at just the right time.
You know, when produce is ready, you know, you can't wait another week. No, it's ready now. It's time to go. Just go.
He's ambitious, too. He shoots for 45 to 60 pounds of tomatoes per plant. He's grown banana trees here, too. That took him 2 years. He'd like to try citrus, but the climate just won't let him. You can learn more about Trimble's operation on his Facebook page called Trimble's Produce Farm. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. They'll discuss a proposal from Councilmember Mboka Milamwe to recognize Juneteenth as a city holiday. Rumble Town Council also meets tonight at 7. They'll hear a presentation on the economic impacts of COVID-19 on the town's budget. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Denver on Frontier Airlines. The Mile High City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.